Patient's name is John Heffernan, first name J-O-H-N, last name H-E-F-F-E-R-N-A-N. Date of birth is 9/9/1946. Date of service is 7/11/2022. History of present illness, the 75-year-old male presents to the clinic complaining of a low blood pressure for the past 3 days. Patient wants to get a COVID swab to make sure that he is negative. Patient does not have any COVID symptoms currently aside from that low blood pressure. Patient states that when he did notice his blood pressure was low, he did discontinue his blood pressure medication, but last night he did start it again. Allergies to penicillin and tetanus, current medication discussed with patient, placed in chart, medical history, prostate cancer, melanoma, surgical history, appendectomy, melanoma removal, social history, denies drugs, DTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 102 over 68, heart rate 109, respirations 18, temp 98.3, O2 98, and he weighs 170 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations even and labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomens off, non-tender, bowel sound signs 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro A, no times 4, gait steady, skin swarm dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, hypotension, number 2, COVID exposure. Patient is instructed to continue to take his blood pressure medicine, but monitor his blood pressure very carefully. He states that he does have an upcoming appointment with his cardiologist, which he is encouraged to keep. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, we do want him to go immediately to the emergency room. Currently, patient's blood pressure is stable. His heart rate is a little elevated. However, it is consistent with him not taking his blood pressure medicine for 2 days. His COVID test was done in the office, which was negative. We do want him to follow the CDC guidelines. If he does develop any symptoms, he can take any over-the-counter medication for symptom relief. Patient does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.